This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India's trade deals with the European Union and the United States have instilled confidence in the world that it is moving towards global stability. Mr. Modi was replying to the discussion on motion of thanks to the President's address in the Rajya Sabha yesterday. The Prime Minister said the country is entering into future-ready trade deals with major countries that are drawing global approval and expanding opportunities for India's youth.
बड़े-बड़े देश भारत के साथ व्यापारिक संबंध बनाने के लिए बहुत ही आतुर है. यूरोपीय संघ का ट्रेड डील हो, अमेरिका के साथ अभी अभी हुआ जो ट्रेड डील हो, पूरा विश्व खुल करके इस ट्रेड डील का तारीफ कर रहा है. जब यूरोपियन यूनियन के साथ ट्रेड डील हुआ तो विश्व को भरोसा हुआ कि अब वैश्विक स्तर पर स्थिरता की संभावना बढ़ेगी. अमेरिका के साथ ट्रेड डील होने के बाद विश्व को और भरोसा हो गया कि जो स्थिरता के एहसास हो रहा था अब गति का भी एहसास होने लगा. इसका सबसे बड़ा लाभ हमारे देश के नौजवानों को होगा.
मिस्टर मोदी ऑब्जर्व्ड दैट इन द पोस्ट कोविड वर्ल्ड द ग्लोबल इंस्टेबिलिटी ग्रोज अ न्यू वर्ल्ड ऑर्डर इज इमर्जिंग. As global instability grows, a new world order is emerging, and impartial analysis shows a clear tilt towards India. He stressed that India has become a trusted partner to many nations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with students across the country in the 9th edition of Pariksha Pe Charcha this morning. The annual event will be telecast at 10 a.m. across multiple platforms. The 2026 edition will focus on helping students remain stress-free during examinations and promoting a stronger focus on learning. Our correspondent has a report.
Pariksha Pe Charcha has evolved into a nationwide Jan Andolan, witnessing participation of more than 4.5 crore students, teachers and parents registering through the MyGov portal. Besides Delhi, this edition will cover Coimbatore in Tamil Nadu, Raipur in Chhattisgarh, Devmogra in Gujarat and Guwahati in Assam. It will be telecast on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's YouTube channel, Doordarshan and the Ministry of Education's social media platforms. The program will also be live on Waves OTT, Amazon Prime Video, Jio, Z5, Sony Live and Spotify. The Pariksha Pe Charcha initiative has been conceptualized by the Prime Minister and is in alignment with the National Education Policy 2020. It aims at reshaping the examination experience of students by fostering confidence, positivity and holistic well-being and celebrating the exam season as a utsav. With Rishu Jaiswal, Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah will review broader border security and hold a high-level meeting in Jammu today on the security situation in the Union Territory. Mr. Shah reached Jammu last night on a two-day visit to Jammu and Kashmir. During the visit, Mr. Shah will meet security agencies and administrative officials to evaluate the overall law and order situation and also assess the progress of ongoing development initiatives. The Centre Nagaland Government and Eastern Nagaland People's Organisation ENPO signed an agreement for the formation of Frontier Nagaland Territorial Authority FNTA. ENPO is an apex body representing 8 recognised Naga tribes of the 6 eastern districts of Nagaland. The agreement will pave the way for creation of Frontier Nagaland Territorial Authority FNTA for 6 districts of Nagaland, including Tunsang, Mon, Kifire, Longleng, Noklak and Shamator, and devolution of powers in respect of 46 subjects to the FNTA. The agreement was signed in the presence of Union Home Minister Amit Shah in New Delhi yesterday. Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Ryu was also present on the occasion. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, will announce its bi-monthly monetary policy decision today. The central bank's 6-member monetary policy committee, led by Governor Sanjay Malhotra, began its meeting on Wednesday to discuss the Indian economy, inflation and other economic factors. This will be the last policy review for the financial year 2025-2026. The RBI has already reduced repo rate by 125 basis points since last February. Royal Challengers Bengaluru clinched their second Women's Premier League cricket title after beating Delhi Capitals by 6 wickets at the BCS Stadium in Vadodara last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.